Want to be entertained in just 10 minutes? Then you've found the right podcast because you're listening to Bite Size Plays with JTP, bringing you the best in award-winning short comedy, drama and monologues. We have a growing following and all this content is free. So if you do one thing today, please like, subscribe and leave us a positive review to help us share this work further. But we don't just podcast. You can find JTP Theatre on stage at festivals, performing short plays in all kinds of places and delivering on local radio as well. And now here's Slimmer's Planet, written by J. Condell Walker. A couple meet in a park.
Can I help you?
What?
I'm local, you see. I couldn't help seeing you looking round. Are you lost? Is there somewhere I could direct you to?
No, thanks. I'm not lost. I'm just waiting for someone.
Oh, is she late?
What makes you think it's a she? Actually, it's me who's early.
Sorry, I didn't mean any offence. Just asking. Why don't you sit down on the bench next to me? Take the weight off. You'll see her just as well from here.
I'm fine, thanks.
I'm just having a few carrot sticks before I go to my class. Slimmer's Planet.
Yeah, I can see that.
They have it at this time, so you can fit it in with your lunch hour. Well, I'm not working anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
No, well, it wouldn't.
I used to work. I used to stack shelves at Asda overnight. But a couple of times I got caught eating a pack of biscuits, so the boss called me in and said they decided it wasn't the right career choice for me.
No, I can see that. It might be a bit too tempting for you.
Yes. So now I'm on job seekers for a bit.
You're not out seeking now, though.
What? Oh, seeking, I get it. No, it's me class. I'm on a diet see.
Yeah, well, that's very disciplined of you.
Oh, no. I'm not disciplined, not at all. That's why I joined Slimmer's Planet. I'm off there for a weigh-in. I'm quietly confident, as you might say. This morning, it looked like I'd lost about 1/2 pound. But that was with no clothes on, and only if I leaned a bit to the left on the bathroom scales. I hope I've lost this week. It's been a while since I've lost. I've been a member of Slimmer's Planet for 4 years now.
Fantastic.
Yes. Jeanette, who runs it, is just amazing. So encouraging. If I just lose 1/2 pound, she'll say, well, better than nothing, ladies. Imagine walking round with a pack of butter on the end of your nose. That's how much you weighed to lose this week. She's so lovely. And she has loads of men after her. I have to fight them off, ladies, she tells us. That's what happens when you're nice and slim.
Yes.
I've lost 1 stone, 13 pounds.
Well, that's very impressive.
Yes. Trouble is, I've put 2 stone, 3 back on as well. So overall, I'm up 4 pounds. But as Jeanette says, if I hadn't lost that weight, I'd be enormous by now.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's true.
It's marvellous as well, because at the Planet, they give you all these diet sheets and recipe ideas. We take it in turns to do dish of the week and all taste it. You'd be amazed what you can eat and still lose weight.
Really?
Yeah, there's free food, you see. That's why I'm eating carrot sticks. They're free. Always keep a bag of carrot sticks about your person. That's what Jeanette says. Or some raw broccoli. But I'm not too keen on the broccoli.
No.
And do you know, you can still have fish and chips on a Slimmer's Planet diet.
Mm.
Yes, fish and chips you can have. As long as you take off the batter and don't eat the chips.
You know, I actually think that's just plain white fish, isn't it?
I never thought of it like that. Jeanette just says there's so many meals you can eat with your families, ladies. And it is all ladies at the planet, as we call it. It's so convenient when you're getting tea for the hubby and children, just to be able to buy fish and chips along with them.
Have you got a family then?
No, not really. It's just me, on my own, I'm afraid. But I still get fish and chips once a week, because it's on my plan. It is a bit boring though, with just the fish. So I usually have a few of the chips, if I'm honest, and a little bit of batter.
Could that be where you're going wrong?
I don't think so, because it's on my plan. Are you sure you don't want to sit down?
Does it cost a lot of money, this Limits Planet?
Well, yes, quite a bit. You pay to join, and then you pay every week. And then you pay a fine if you put weight on. It's cost me £1,227 so far. But as Jeanette says, I'm worth it. Don't count the cost, ladies. You are worth it, she says to us. You won't think about the money when you're on that beach in your bikini. And then she laughs.
Are you going on holiday soon, then?
No, I can't really afford it this year.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
I don't really like the sun, to tell you the truth. It makes me swell up and I burn really easily.
Yeah, me too.
And then we have Sims. She laughs a bit when she tells us that, Jeanette. Don't forget, me lovely ladies, that you can have up to 6 Sims a week. And I really make the most of mine. And then she winks. She's so funny and pretty.
And rich, I should think.
Yes. I think she is quite well off, come to think of it. She drives a lovely car.
Oh, well, I think I'll stand up again now to make sure my friend doesn't miss me.
She'll see you on the bench, won't she, your friend?
Well, she's not really a friend.
Oh, I thought you said...
No, it's this, actually.
What, the carnation? Oh, are you going to a wedding?
Not for a long time, I wouldn't think. No, it's a signal so that she'll recognise me. We haven't met before, you see.
Oh, is it like an internet thing? Never tried that.
Yeah, I have to admit, it is. You put your photos on, but they're not always that accurate or up to date. I mean, some women are barely recognisable, hence the carnation.
But your photo must look like you, surely.
Well, it does come from the days when I had a little more hair.
You see, we all wish we looked different, don't we? Even the men. But you don't need to worry. You're not all that bald. No offence. Anyway, I quite like a man with a bald spot.
Yes, thanks, I think.
So, let's look at her then, the lovely lady.
She's probably nothing like the photo.
Go on, let me see. I bet she's lovely if she wants to meet you.
Well, it's only very tiny. Oh, sorry, I can see someone over there waving. Oh, yes, it's her. She's carrying a newspaper and wearing a carnation. Oh. And I feel really nervous all of a sudden. Why do I want to do this?
Well, we all dream of being in a lovely couple, don't we? Sometimes I think I'll meet Mr. Right one day. Just by chance.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. It's been nice talking to you. I must rush.
Well, she's a very lucky girl, that's all I can say. Another missed opportunity, Lorna. Deserve a treat today. Let's have a look in my book. 6 sins in a Mars bar, apparently. That's a whole week. I ought to wait until after the weigh-in. But what the hell?
Slimmest Planet, featuring Mandy Aldridge and Peter James, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound and music. If you enjoyed our bite-sized offering, we'd love it if you would like, subscribe and leave a review for our podcasts. And if you want to see what else JTP Theatre are up to, you can visit our website, jtptheatre.com, or look us up on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with more.